我们一起打开《生命记》第十四章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy, chapter 14.
生命记第十四章，在这一章里面，基本上有提到三大方面的事情。
In this chapter, it mentions three major themes.
就是第一，就是什么东西可以吃，不可以吃，洁净跟不洁净的食物。
It talks about clean and unclean food, what can be eaten.
那么第二方面就是关于说，我们这个以色列百姓要常常在神的面前带着这个感恩祭。
And also it talks about tithing for the Israelites.
而最后一样就是一定要在他们当中照顾那一些完全无依无靠、没有这个经济能力的人。
And the theme is also to look after.The people without help, who are helpless in their community.
基本上是这三大方面。
And these are the three main themes.
但是当你读的时候，我发觉到，我相信你会感觉到，好像又是一些很严格的要求。
But I find that when you read it, you might find that there are many very strict restrictions on you.
我们常常觉得说，上帝好像对我们信徒很多要求。
We sometimes feel that God has a lot of demands on us.
我们也接着说很难把这些做好。
And sometimes you find that it's difficult to fulfill.
我希望说我们借助这个生命记能够改变你这一种感觉跟这种想法。
I hope that through the book of Deuteronomy, it will help us to change the way that we are thinking about this.
可你会觉得很奇怪，牧师，为什么你不要用新约，你用旧约又用律法？难道律法不是这样吗？
You may be curious, why, Pastor, are you not using the New Testament, but you're using the Old Testament and the law to tell us about this?
我想凭着我过去三十多年来对旧约的研究，我觉得旧约在教会是被误解的非常非常的严重。
But based on my study of the Old Testament for the last 30 years, I find that the church has misunderstood many parts of the Old Testament.
尤其是这个律法。
Especially with regards to the law.
那么生命记可以帮助我们整个纠正过来。
And Deuteronomy is able to help us to understand some of this again.
当你小心在把这段经文读过的时候，
And when you read the verses carefully,
你有没有发到为什么今天我跟平常不一样，我不读圣经？
You may wonder why is it in contrast to the past that we do not read the verse scriptures
today. 因为里面有很多字我不会读。
Because there are many words here I do not know how to read.
我很坦白跟你说，尤其是那些动物的名字。
Especially regards to the animals.
我想我要花那个时间去查这些读音，可能用上我好几个小时。我说算了。
To look through the names of the animals would take up many hours.
而且就是把那个字念出来，对你也没有什么意义。
And even to read out the names of the animals, it would have no direct meaning to you.
不过其实如果 PA 后面的人帮忙的话
，But if the people, if the PA at the back would help us,
你把那个字你上 Google, 它即刻有那个图画给你看。
If you just Google the animals, the picture of the animal, the image of the animal would show immediately.
如果我们的 PA 的服饰可以 upgrade,
if we're able to upgrade our services,
那以后我们讲到可以很多互动。
There's a lot of animation in our sermons.
因为现在网上有很多资料可以很生动帮助我们。
Because there's a lot of information now on the internet.
但是我要读特别那几节经文。
But I want to read a few special verses.
十四章第二节
Chapter 14 verse 2
因为你归耶和华你的神为圣洁的名
For you are a people holy to the Lord your God
耶和华从地上的万民拣选你特作自己的子民
Out of all the peoples on the face of the earth the Lord has chosen you to be his treasured possession
然后二十一节
Verse 21
后半段因为你是归耶和华你神为圣洁的名
But you are a people holy to the Lord your God
那么你注意到说这几句话穿插在这些条例跟这些吩咐里面
You find that these two verses are actually intermingled amongst the verses that tells us about the restrictions and the demands
而它其实也就是告诉我们
What it's trying to tell us
为什么要这样做呢
Why we are doing this
因为呢你们是归耶和华为圣洁的子民
Because you are a people holy to the Lord your God
就是说你们以色列民是属于耶和华的
Because the Israelites, you belong to the Lord your God
既然你属于耶和华，你要这样做。
And since you belong to God, this is what you are to do.
而不是因为你做了，所以你才比别人比较好。
And it's not because of these things that you do, then you are better than others.
因为你做了这些，你才是圣洁的。
And because you do these, then you are holy.
教会常常这样教。
This is what the church teaches sometimes.
这个是错的。
This is wrong.
是因为你已经是圣洁的。
It is because you are already sanctified and holy.
因为你是属于耶和华，你已经是圣洁的。
Because you already belong to God and you are holy.
所以你这样做。
Therefore, you do this.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在这里今天我要借助这段经文，我们大家要面对一个非常严肃的一件问题。
With these verses today, we face a very serious problem in this day.
我不知道你平常想过这个问题吗？
I do not know whether you think about this daily.
你有没有想过你是谁？
Have you ever thought, who are you?
你到底属于谁的？
Who do you belong to?
当然我们都是老婆的。
Yes, we all belong to our wives.
Boy, sorry, boy. 你问问你到底属于谁的？
When you ask who do you belong to?
那么我们把事情比较简单化一点。
If we simplify the question,
我们是相信上帝的。
We believe in God.
所以在我们的世界里面，在我们的整个世界这个 framework 里面，我们的框架里面。
So in our worldview, in our world framework,
我们的世界观里面 worldview, 就是上帝世界。
There is God and there is the world.
但是我不一定要你把世界跟上帝是对立的。
I do not need you to see that they are two in opposite.
你读旧约的时候，你不需要这样。
When you read the Old Testament, you don't have to feel that they are in conflict.
这个是来到西方希腊思想的时候才是对立的。
It is only in the Greek and Western ideas that they are in conflict.
旧约告诉我们，世界是上帝造的。
In the Old Testament, it tells us that the world is created by God.
但是旧约同时又讲了，上帝是上帝，世界是世界。
By the same time, the Old Testament tells us that God is God and the world is separate.
但是他们不一定要对立的。
But they are not in conflict.
不过他们是不一样的。
But they are different.
然后又是世界，又是上帝造的。
And the world was created by God.
那你要你问你自己。
So you have to ask yourself.
问以色列百姓
and to ask the Israelites,
你们是谁？你们是属于谁的？
Who are you? Who do you belong to?
这个问题对犹太人来讲没有别的答案的。
For the Jews, there's only one answer.
当你从创世纪十二章开始看的时候，
From Genesis chapter 12,
犹太人知道，他们之所以犹太人之所以出现，是因为上帝。
They know that as Jews, they appear as a nation because of God.
他们完全没有办法否定这件事情。
They're not able to negate this idea.
今天我们可以说我们不相信可能有所谓创造主。
Today some people may not believe that there's a creation God.
所以我们因为我们不相信创造论。
Because we do not believe in the theory of creation.
这样我们就不觉得我们属于神的。
So that we do not feel that we belong to God.
那么我们就是我们自己。
So we belong to ourselves.
如果你今天你真的是这么认为。我还是问你，你想想你到底属于谁的？
If today this is the way you think, I still want to ask you, who do you truly belong to?
你完全是属于世界的。
Do you belong to the world?
还是属于这一位耶和华上帝？
Or do you belong to Yahweh God?
这里面就很多不一样了。
There's a lot of a mighty difference inside here.
就是从你认为你属于谁来想起。
And it starts from your thinking about who you belong to.
它不一定是从对跟错来讲。
Perhaps not the difference. It doesn't start out from the difference between right or wrong.
而当上帝讲说你们这样不应该那样，也不一定是要 condemn 别人。
And when God says this is the way you're doing things, He doesn't start out to directly condemn people.
就好像他说的那一些所谓洁净跟不洁净。
And the way that He describes things that are clean and unclean,
不洁净并不是代表就是被这个否定，是被比较差。
Some things that are unclean doesn't mean that it is negative or inferior.
请你注意哦。不洁净并不是代表它不好、它差，或者是被 condemn.
Something that is unclean doesn't mean that it is inferior, that it is of a lower quality, that is being condemned.
你要正确了解这样的一件事情。
You have to understand this in its proper context.
当然，最容易的办法。
The easiest way.
就是你找最好的 Bible dictionary 来读。
Is to read the best Bible dictionary.
就是 IVP 所出版的那整套。
There's a whole series.
不是所有的 Bible Dictionary 都好的哈。
Not all Bible dictionaries are good.
你把旧约圣经里面所有关于这个圣洁接近不接近的东的讲法的经文全部把它看过了之后，
When you look through the verses describing things that are holy and what is clean and unclean in the whole Bible，
你会很感谢上帝。
You'll be very thankful to God。
他叫以色列人呢守这样的一个事情，做这样的事，原来是帮助他们很大。
Because he has been a great help asking the Israelites to observe his laws and regulations here。
所谓的不洁净
，What it means to be unclean。
不是因为不卫生。
It is not because it is not hygienic.
有人说上帝不让他叫 classify 这些不洁净，是帮助他们，他们不会吃到不卫生的东西，比方说螃蟹。
Some people say that God has made some things unclean because he don't want you to eat unhygienic food such as crabs.
那么所以这样就使到以色列人就不会短命，然后会很多人一直多。
So that the Israelites will have live long healthy lives.
我相信你都喜欢吃这个斯里兰卡的这个螃蟹。
I believe that you like Sri Lankan crabs.
Tsunami 那一年的时候
，The year of the tsunami，
那一带淹死了很多人。
A lot of people were killed or drowned during the tsunami.
我相信螃蟹吃那些尸体。
I believe that the crabs eat the carcasses.
不知道哪一年运到新加坡的是那一批，我不知道。
I do not know which year they were shipped to Singapore.
但是你吃的时候，你说哇 ，yummy yummy， 这么好。
And I believe that you find them delicious when you eat them.
螃蟹是上帝赐给大自然的清道夫。
The crabs are actually given by God as scavengers.
那一些腐烂的东西，这些我们认为没有用的，经过他赐之后，长了这么好的肉出来。
In nature, they clean up, and whatever is rotting, they clear away.
如果有人能够发明一个一台这个处理垃圾，像螃蟹这样，我们就解决这个垃圾问题。
We can all be green if somebody were to invent a machine just like the crab.
但是另外一方面，上帝说这个叫不洁净。
On the other hand, God says this is unclean.
但是不是指它不好
？It is not to say it is not good.
是因为它整天跟死的东西有关系。
Because it is because the crab has something to do with dead things.
你只要拿这个原则去读那一些经文，有很多大多数都能够解释了。
If you use this principle to read the verses, then many things can be explained.
任何动物如果它吃的是死尸腐烂的，或者说它是常常接触那一些的，一律都会被说是不洁净的。
All the animals that eat things that are dead or rotting, they are deemed as unclean.
那么在利未记的这个十二章，我们男人女人生理的一些现象有时候叫做不洁净，也是因为跟死有关的。
Leviticus chapter 12, it talks about the physiologic functions for men and women, and some of these are deemed as unclean as well, and most of them has relation to death.
Yeah. 那么如果这个祭司利未人他要去这个 on duty 的时候，然后去摸到去碰到一些死的东西，他就 disqualify， 他就不可以去 on duty。
And if the Levite priest were to touch something that is related to death or unclean, then he would be disqualified for duty for the year.
所以凡是跟生命是对立的，好，比方说流血，这个女孩子嗜血，这个男孩子这个遗精啊，精是生命，这样就会说是不洁净。
So if anything that is related to loss of blood or for the man loss of sperm, then it is deep unclean.
是因为这个好像是失掉生命。
It is as if it is loss of life.
所以叫做你暂时呢是一个不洁净的状况。
So it seems that in that short period of time, you're temporarily unclean.
那么上帝说你要这样，经过几天要什么，然后再变成洁净。
And God says, these are the things you are supposed to do, and after a few days, then you are cleansed again.
所以透过叫他们守这些，跟守一些条例，关于这些条例。
And through these rules and observing these rules,
不论是吃的
，whether it's something that they eat,
不论是自己身体上的
，any things that related to bodily functions,
他们就一直很强烈的感受到那种活的意义。
So, through this process, they begin to understand about living.
因为上帝是活的。
Because God is a living God.
活也就是圣。
And that is to be holy.
圣的意思，其中很大的一个意义就是一种活，是一种 vitality, 是一种生命。
Because it in being alive, there is vitality involved.
我等一下给大家看一两节经文，帮助你这样一个了解。
We'll be reading a few verses to help us understand this a bit better.
所以凡是跟死有关的
，anything that is related to death，
上帝要以色列百姓呢避开。
God wants the Israelites to avoid.
然后同时叫他们不要在那一种状况里面。
And not to be in that frame of mind.
所以他们吃什么，他们怎么样，他们行平常一些行为等等呢，就有一些限制。
So whatever they eat and how they live, there are certain restrictions.
因为他说你是归我为圣的。
Because you belong to me as a holy people.
那么圣的意思就是活。
And that means to be living.
你回到创世纪第一章。
When you go back to Genesis chapter 1.
上帝是上帝
God is God.
世界是世界
And the world is separate.
世界是上帝造出来的
The world was created by God.
所以上帝是圣的
And God is holy.
什么意思呢
What does it mean?
他造世界他带来生命
When he created the world, he brought life.
你在创世纪第一章你看到说上帝呢要使一切呢都可以出现都可以活然后继续下去然后还发展
You see that in Genesis, God wants to create things that are living and then to multiply.
这样的一种很积极、很正面的一种的这个一种的这样的一个现象。
Such an active and positive idea phenomenon.
就是上帝的圣。
And this is what God's vitality and holiness.
你在以赛亚书四十到六十六章的时候，你看到每次述见圣者的时候，你看上下文，你就看到一个很不一样的、很创造性的、很正面性的。
And we read Isaiah chapter 40 to 66, when the description of the verses before and after the word holy, you can see God's intention for vitality and growth and being alive.
你一定要用上下文。
And you have to use the verses before and after.
你不要再用 the attribute of God 这种 concept 来想，这乱七八糟的。要用上下文 ，is the act of God reveal who God is， 不是 the attribute 这种 concept holiness 是什么 ？No。这个 philosophical thinking 呢，总是错的。OK， 大家看一下以赛亚书这个第一章。
Listen to the book of Isaiah chapter 1.
十五到十七节。第一章一开始的时候，这个上帝说。在第四节那边说，以色列人藐视以色列的圣者。一章第四节，
第一章 OK
啊，藐视以色列的圣者啊。
OK，in chapter 1 verse 4 in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 4, the second part it says, they have spurned the Holy One of Israel.
那么如果他们不藐视是指什么呢
？If they were not to spurn the Holy One of Israel, what does it mean?
啊，那么什么是藐视
？What does it mean to spurn?
我们看十五节，你们举手祷告，我遮掩不看，你们。就是你们多多祈祷，我也不听。为什么你们的手满了杀人的血？还有呢，你们呢没有公平。十七节，你们欺压人，你们没有给孤儿伸冤，没有为寡妇辩屈。
Okay, in a verse, what does it mean to be spurned? In verse 15, he describes it. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Even if you offer many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. And in verse 17, seek justice, encourage the oppressed, defend the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow.
所以你看到说你没有尊耶和华为圣。
So you see that when you do not put God in this holy place,
那就说你不是圣的时候。
When you are not holy,
就是你就是杀人。
So your hands are full of blood.
然后你没有公平。
And there's no injustice.
那没有公平就是说没有一个正当的秩序，全部都乱了。
There's disorder and chaos.
然后你是欺负人的。
And then you oppress others.
然后那些社会上当中最软弱、没有依靠的孤儿寡妇呢，你占他们的便宜。
And then you take advantage of the orphans and the widows.
但是当如果你尊耶和华为圣的时候
But when you put God in his highest place as holy
然后你是圣洁的时候
And when you are holy
就说你不是那样
And you are not like this
你是带来生命
You bring a life
你使到当东西全部能够很好很正常的发
Everything is in order
然后那些软弱有需要的你不会反而使到他们可以存活帮助他们
And those who are oppressed and need help you are able to help them
我们再看一处经文就会更加强烈
Let's look at another verse
耶利米书这个二十二章
，In Jeremiah chapter 22,
耶利米书二十二章三到这个五节。
In verse 3-5,
我们请翁执事先来读一下。
In Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 3, this is what the Lord says: Do what is just and right. Rescue from the hand of his oppressor the one who has been robbed. Do no wrong or violence to the alien, the fatherless, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place. For if you are careful to carry out these commands, then kings who sit on David's throne will come through the gates of this palace, riding in chariots and on horses, accompanied by their officials and their people. But if you do not obey these commands, declares the Lord, I swear by myself that this palace will become a ruin.
第五节他说，这城就一定变成荒场。
The whole, the, this place, this will become a ruin.
但是当以色列人把上帝当圣，也愿意是归为圣的时候
，But when the Israelites were able or willing to put God in His holy place,
而他们也愿意圣洁的时候
，And when they themselves are willing to be holy,
他就会带来这种积极面。
They will bring the positive aspects of this.
这个是圣洁的那一个这么正面性的。
And this is the positive aspects of what it means to be holy.
我希望我们没有人是希望破坏。
I hope none of us here favors destruction.
我们不喜欢乱的。
We do not like chaos.
我们不喜欢黑暗的。
We do not like darkness.
我们希望是光明的，我们希望是正面，是有机会的。
We want to see light. We want to see positive energy.
是帮助别人的。
And helping others.
这个叫做圣。
And this is what it means to be holy.
这个叫做归耶和华为圣。
And this is what it means to belong to God, the holy God.
各位亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当我重新明白了之后。
When I understand this again.
我每天很喜欢拥抱这个圣。
I would like to embrace holiness every day.
圣洁不是一个使我害怕，好像你不够格，不是。
It is not something that I'm afraid of. It's not something that tells me I do not reach the mark.
是我们想要去拥抱它。我希望我真的是这样的。
It is something that I want to embrace. Something I want to achieve.
你想耶稣
？You think about Jesus?
他说：“我为你们的缘故，我分别为圣。”
For your sake, I sanctified
myself.
在
约翰福音。然后你看他去到哪里的时候，全部的人都从他身上得到帮助，得到一种鼓励，得到一种建造。
And when you see wherever he goes, people are positively affected by him.
你没有看到说这个圣洁的耶稣去到哪里，全部人想。
You do not see that wherever he goes, people actually avoid him.
他的那个圣洁对人来说不是排斥别人的。
His holiness does not repel people.
不是让人感觉到。人，我很糟糕的。
It does not make people feel that I'm so terrible.
是人家想要亲近他。
People are attracted to him.
是想要说从他身上真的是得到帮助。
And to receive help through him.
圣是正面。
And this is the positive aspect of holiness.
所以上帝跟以色列人说。
And so God tells the Israelites.
你是归我为圣。
You belong to me and you're holy.
所以你。不吃这个，吃这个。
And so you don't eat this or you eat that.
主要就是常常提醒你，你是这样的一个身份，你是这样的一个生命。
And it is to remind them repeatedly, this is your status.
不是来限制你。
And it's not to restrict them.
这个不可以吃，那个不可以吃。
They cannot eat this or cannot eat that.
所以以色列人是要想到底我属于谁的。
And so for the Israelites, to think who do I belong to?
当他知道他属于这样一个美好的这个上帝，他的生命是这样一个正面性的时候
，When he knows that he belongs to such a God and his life is so positive，
他就愿意这样去把它表达出来。
He's able to express it。
我希望大家想一想
，And I wish everyone to think。
你今天你说你属于谁的
？Who do you belong to today？
然后你打算你每一天你怎么样表达你自己
？And every day how do you express yourself in that way？
你到底属于谁
？Who do you belong to？
你认为你属于谁，然后你就会怎么样去表达吧
？How you think about who you belong to will affect how you express it。
在我们现在的这个世界里面
，In this world of ours today，
大家常常听到这个叫做后现代。
Everyone know have heard the word the postmodern world。
什么叫做后现代
？What does it mean？
就是我们不再分 圣俗。
It is we do not divide what is holy and secular anymore.
我们也不分男女。
And male or female.
我们也不分高低。
High or low.
我们说我们是大家一样的。
We say that everyone is the same.
这个是好的。
This is good.
你知道为什么会好吗
？Why?
因为在这个之前。
Because before this,
当我们这样分的时候
when there was segregation like this,
那个不是错
it is not wrong,
而是有人呢滥用那个分法
but people exploit this separation,
然后用那一个呢来欺负另外一群人
they use this to oppress groups of people,
所以现在的人要反上一代
so now people are against this,
所以我们说现在我们大家应该是一样的
so it says that there should be equality,
我应该也有我的意见，我应该我要表达。
I should have my own opinions. I should be allowed to express myself.
我没有，我对这个我没有意见。
I know I'm not against this.
但是我要你想深一点点。
But I want you to think a little bit deeper.
到最后你说你是谁，你属于哪一边
？And in the end, when you ask yourself who do you belong to,
然后你打算怎么选
？And how do you choose?
跟你会怎么样去表达
？And how are you going to express this?
而我们表达的时候，是不是我选这个，我就是为了要反对另外一边吗？
And do I choose because I'm opposed to the other side?
我想我们不用。
No, I don't think we have to do this.
在过去呢，是选圣就敌对这个俗的。
In the past, people chose holiness to be against what is secular.
或者说就觉得那个是很糟糕的。
Or feel that that is so terrible.
啊，只有圣我才是比你好的。
So if I'm holy, then I'm one step up.
现在我们说我们不要这样子，也不公平。
Now we say we shouldn't do this, and this is unfair.
然后你开始发现到生活里面有很多灰色的地带。
And then you find that in life there are many gray areas.
以前呢是黑跟白很清楚，那只有 黑白。
In the past, it used to be just black and white.
然后很冲突性的。
And they are in conflict.
那现在呢，这个黑呢慢慢过去一点，白慢慢过去一点，中间出现一大片的这个所谓灰的。
And so now, there's a bit of mix, and then there's a gray area.
那么我们大家都受这个影响，不知不觉了。
And unknowingly, we have all been affected by this.
你看到说光要传道做主席穿大衣。
We see that Pastor Daniel, as chairman of he was wearing his coat jacket.
因为他是属于那个旧时代的。你们不要笑啊，在他那个时代。在那个时代，他们用这个来表达 ，this is something special.
Because in the past, this was this expresses something different and special.
现在对你们来说，什么都一样，没有 special， 也不要 special.
And for people today, we do not want something that is special.
所以有穿这个短裤上来的。
So some people wear shorts.
有穿这个拖鞋上来的。
Slippers.
或者甚至领带打得怪怪上来的。
We are tying the ties.
我们这些人起初就定，哎呀，怎么可以这样？
At the beginning we might be shocked. Say, hey, how is this possible?
那你们就说 ，what, what? 你知道吗 ？Then 我们长智慧要花几个小时在那边谈，到底要怎么样 ？Please help me. 到底要怎么样？
So there's a lot of discussion even amongst the elders and deacons when we meet the session about such attire and about decorum.
我们明白了之后，我们不能够从我的角度讲你的不对，你从你的角度讲我的不对，我们不能够对。但是我还是要问你，你打算怎么样表达？
Yes, when we understand this, that there are gray areas that, you know, I cannot criticize you, I cannot criticize my dressing.
但是你知道你选择一种方式，你知道那个表达什么吗
？But do you know that you still have to choose how you want to express yourself? Whatever you choose, what does it represent?
当你说不用我这样穿就可以了，你知道你在表达什么吗
？When you say this is the way I dress and this is it, but do you know what you are trying to show?
如果上帝给我来跟我们说你是属于我的。
If God were to say you belong to me,
我想要跟世界表达不一样。
And I want to express to the world that we are different.
可以吗
？Is it possible?
应该可以吗
？I think it's possible.
当我要表达不一样，并不表示我对另外一些人是使说你们不好。
Well, when I want to show that I'm different, it does not mean I want to tell the rest that you are not good.
所以 你看光耀还是穿得这么庄重上来。
And we see that Pastor Daniel is still dressed very well.
他不是说你们不好。
It is not to say that you are not dressed properly.
而是当我们说我们知道我们属于谁。
But when he does this, it tells you who we belong to.
然后我们觉得那个是要表达一种不一样的。
And it wants to show that we are set aside and different.
你不觉得今天我们还是有不一样的吗？
Do you not agree that in this day and age there are still differences?
难道你没有向你的孩子表达你就是他的父亲吗？
Have you not expressed to your children that you are their parents?
你难道没有向你的妻子表达你单单你只有单单是他的丈夫吗？
That have you not expressed to your wife or spouse that you are the husband, only you, solely you?
而当你这样表达的，你不需要是跟所有的女孩子讲说，我跟你们讲说，你们不是我老婆啊，不用这样啊。
When you do that, it's not to tell the rest that they are not your wives.
那你也不用讲说你们都不好啊，只有我的老婆最好啊，不需要。
And it's not also to say that the rest of you are no good, only my wife is the best.
所以当上帝讲说你是圣洁的，不是说你们不圣洁，所以你们是差的，不是这样讲。
And when God says that when you are holy, it's not saying the rest are no good.
因为上帝是圣洁。
Because God is holy.
你归我做圣洁。
You belong to me and you are holy.
And that's it.
And that's it.
然后既然是圣洁，既然是属于上帝，上帝说，表达一下好吗？
And God says, because you're holy, can you show it? Can you express it?
因为上帝跟世界是不一样的。
Because God is different from the world.
而上帝要让世界知道他是上帝，他要表达他跟世界不一样，他需要表达。
And because God wants to express to the world that he is different, he is God.
所以如果教会在这样一件事情上我们如果没有做出来，会不会是我们反而让世人看不清楚了？
The church were not to do this, will it not affect the rest of the world when they look at the church?
等于是我们失掉我们的责任，等于是我们没有帮助别人，我们害了别人，没有看清楚，你知道吗？
We would have lost our responsibility, we have harmed others, we have not done our duty.
所以如果说我是 Christian， 说我们是这个属于上帝的，我不做这个，我只做那个，而我只这样子做，不是为了什么，是因为表达我知道我属于谁，然后我需要表达自己。
When we do what we do as Christians, then we are just expressing our holiness as Christians.
所以当我表达出那个不一样的时候
，And we express the differences，
不是因为我歧视你。
It's not because I despise you,
或者是我觉得你不够好，
or that I feel that you are not good enough.
所以当我们要有一些分别的时候，
and when there's some differences that we want to show,
跟我们有一些我们要分别出我们一些做法，我们是不一样的时候，
and when we want to differentiate the way that we do things that are different,
我们不是为了要说其他跟我们不一样的人不好。
It's not because we want to say the rest of the other people are no good, we're one over them.
而是因为我们要表达我们是属于谁。
And it is because we want to express who we belong to.
我希望我们所有的弟兄姐妹明白这一件事。
And I wish all our brothers and sisters here to understand this.
我也希望你们开始重新想一想。
And from here on, think.
你是做主席的。
Consider that if you are the chairperson.
你是领唱诗的。
Or whether you are leading the worship.
你是这个乐队里面这个伴奏的
or your band member accompanying the band.
你说这个是跟其他的活动都一样吗？
Can you ask yourself whether is this the same as all other activities?
这个是为了谁跟属于谁的？
Who is this for and who are we doing it for?
有没有不一样？
Is there any difference?
那么是不是我要表达一下我的表达方式不一样，我做法不一样。
Is it that do I want to express that this is something that I do differently?
而是不是我还要有一些额外的努力在里面
？And do I put in extra effort to show?
我希望你们考虑一下。
And I wish everyone to consider this.
不是因为别的不好。
It's not because others are no good.
而是我们问说，到底我们是谁？我们为了谁
？It's because we want to ask who we are and who we are doing it for.
所以上帝每一次都跟他们这样说的。
And every time God tells His people,
利未记十九章
in Leviticus chapter 19,
有一句话我们很喜欢 quote.
There's a phrase that we love to quote.
但是每这一句话常常都是我们误会的。
And we often get it wrong.
上帝说我是圣洁的，所以你要圣洁。
God says I'm holy. Therefore, you must be holy.
我们接下来说，所以我们要追求圣洁。
And therefore, we have to pursue holiness.
错
，wrong.
十九章接下来什么叫圣洁？
It continues to describe what it means to be holy.
你看到说上帝叫他们做的那些事情。
We see that the things that God wants them to do
是那种对别人帮助的。
It is that they are the things to help other people.
也然后不去这个占别人便宜的。
It is not to take advantage.
就是说你不去破坏别人的。
Not to destroy others.
然后你还让别人有机会呢，因着你呢。也可以更好的。
But instead, to allow other people to benefit from you.
那一些全部都是一种爱心跟一种正面性，对别人有积极作用的行动，这个叫圣洁。
And it starts out with a very positive idea, and this is what it means to be holy.
你看到吗
？Do you see this?
所以是一种积极面的。
It is a very positive approach.
所以我们希望我们也是一个我们属于神的。
And I hope that as we belong to God,
世界呢，它有。好的，但还有坏。
The world, there are good things and bad.
但是神这里呢，完全是那种正面性。
But everything from God is holy and positive.
为什么我们不要一直站在那边呢
？Why is it that we do not always stand on that side?
同时我们很积极的去表达这一部分。
And to positively express these.
好，这就是圣洁，这个洁净跟不洁净的食物。
And so this is what it means about the clean and unclean things.
最后我要提的就是最后的那一段。
And what I want to mention is the last section.
他说：“你们当中的利未人，还有孤儿寡妇，你们一定要照顾。”
And that is to look after the Levites and also the orphans and widows in your community.
所以，当我们知道我们是归耶和华为圣的时候
，When we know that we belong to God,
那一些在我们当中完全无依无靠、没有能力，或者我们所说的 less privilege， 或者是说那些社会上最是我们一定要关心，是一定要的。
And those people who are disadvantaged and less privileged in our society, it is our duty and we have to look after them.
所以在我们长老中的这个崇拜里面
，And so in our Presbyterian tradition,
在我们圣餐主热的时候
，during our holy sacrament,
圣餐主热就最提醒我们，我们是属于上帝的。
Holy Communion reminds us that we belong to God.
我们的奉献一定有慈善奉献。
There is always a contribution to charity, a collection for charity.
而我们感谢上帝，今天我们有社区服务。
And today, we are thankful that we have community work.
我们刚刚开始。
We've just started.
但是我们不是只是在做一些好事而已。
And it's not that we are just doing good deeds.
而这个是我们必须要有的。
And this is something that we must have.
是我们应该去表达。
Because it's our duty to express it.
也是一个很尊贵、很荣耀的一件事。
It is something that is holy and good.
所以希望说我们。去投入这样的一件事情。
And I wish that we will all participate.
而我们的这样的一个的工作能够越做越大。
And such work will expand in the future.
而当我们做这样的事情的时候
，And when we do this,
我们没有问其他目的，没有其他目的。
There are no other motives.
Just simply, 这个就是我们应当，我们本来就应当跟这个活在一起的。
Because this is what is asked of us.
因为我们是归耶和华为圣。
Because we belong to God and are holy.
我希望大家。今天你会对圣开始有一个这么美好的这样的一个印象，一个了解。
I hope that from today you have a different and positive idea about holiness.
不要再以为那个是不是我不能够沾的。
Don't think about it's something that I cannot achieve.
是带来生命。
It is something that brings vitality.
带来积极面。
And positive energy.
带来正面性。
And positive aspects.
而如果为了这样。
And because of this,
我们有一些我们不做。
There are things that we do not do.
有一些方式我们不要跟着别人。
And there are things that we do not want to be like the world.
不是别人不好，也不是这个是限制。
It is not other people are not good. It's not a restriction.
而是我们要用另外一种方式我们表达。
But it's we want to express this in a different way.
因为我们是属于圣。
Because we are holy.
我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你。圣洁的主，圣洁的上帝，来亲近我们，来带给我们生命，带给我们 vitality， 带给我们活，带给我们是一个更新，带给我们是一个光，带给我们是次序，带给我们是好。我们向你感恩。 我们属于你的，我们能够有很多的时候，很多的机会去做，去表达，你让我们能够去表达出这样的一个圣的积极面。你保守，你引导我们，祷告感谢奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
谢谢。